Down.
Holding it down and fighting the power. It's power. Breakdown FM.
Radio.
West Side Eye.
With the meaning.
West Coast.
A bell, or should I say rocks them? I'm shell toe rocking females. I don't got them, but get them with no problem. And I don't pack stadiums yet. I still rock them, and they still spell my name up on their flyers. It's BLU, and if you see the E, drop them. It's like they drop an E from the beats. E is dropping, got your beats eavesdropping, and the world keeps watching them. See y'all. I see him checking out the scenery. They seem to be jocking him. Chick scream his name out from the bleachers like they proud of him. A product of a God-fearing pastor who was quick to whip my ass, but his whoopings wasn't hot enough. So I flow conscious, but still rep the coochie monsters and still crush the competition. No kid is hotter than your mama's kitchen. Beg your pardon, darling, listen. I'm a nigga on the mission, and these bitches ain't stopping. Stop shocking him. You ride if you want, again. I skip class to school a few times, but I ain't dumb, again. Pitch grass too a few times, but I don't pump, again. Never was the fastest in class, but if you put me on the track, I was guaranteed to run, again. Like back when I was a young spitter, bitches used to ask me, kick a float on. Next thing you know, I'm stroking it, but I was in the older ones. Kinda like my teachers on the first day of school, I would say it's nice to meet you, but you can call me, I ain't stopping till my... Yeah, and my mission's just beginning, call it Genesis. I'm God's eye messenger, but the devil's nemesis is no better predicament. I'm straightening out the facts, cause you're twisting it. Until they get to Bridgetown, Crown Rocker, not a fake affiliate. I've been in many cliques, but this is where soldiers are bred. And many members fell off cause they didn't know the ledge, cause their heads got gassed up. They still ain't got no drive, I'ma ride till I crash it. I still ain't got a ride, I move slow cause, bro, I got a lot on my mind. That's why I'm quick to give you pieces when I'm jotting my lines. Still grinding at the drop of a dime, trying to rob the world for every cent. Shit, I owe a lot to my moms, and I ain't stopping till I change it for my five little sisters. Cause a few from their window consist of strippers and hookers, and all my brothers see is the pushers, hustlers, and killers. So I walk down blocks as if the sun had called me nigga, mad at the world. But now I told me it was mine right before halftime. But it's fourth quarter and we just getting it, lying for the benefits. I told you if I wrote it, I'm sticking with every cent of it. Cause if it goes down, I'ma be sinking with my penmanship, just like a captain. And you can only imagine how much passion that I put in this. For some magazine to try to rate me on how good it is, please, I'm just a critic and this is my life. If you ain't putting it, don't think I need your 2 cents now. Like you've been pushing it, cause opinions are assholes. They full of shit, and everybody's got one. If not, they trying to cop one. I'm balancing my options. I could be hustling on the block or moving rocks like it's under construction or really busting for change. Cause I wanna come up out of these boots like I'm Superman, here to save the game. And hear the crowd screaming my name. Like, look up on the stage, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nah, nigga, that's.
Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon, and we had to kick it off with a favorite song of ours. The name of the song, My World Is Blue. And Blue is in the building, man. You know, I've been playing this record for a minute. You know, somebody laced me up with it and said, you ever hear Blue in Exile? And I was like, who? You know, I never heard of anything like it. And she pulled out this CD. I don't know if she bootlegged it or whatever. You know, it had handwritten stuff on it. And, you know, and I put it on, you know, and I said, this is a janky looking CD. So, you know, I didn't get to it immediately, but then I listened to it and I was like, man, the truth is here.
Wow.
You know, and first I was like, where's he from? Is he from out the country? Because yeah, the music was quality. Mm. And, you know, and we've been slipping on a lot of the music lately. And then I found out that you were down here in Los Angeles and you've been doing big things. So, Blue, welcome to the building. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing really, real good. It's a pleasure to be here, man, talking with you right now.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, I mean, for people in the underground scene in L.A., you're no stranger. A lot of other folks, they're like, Blue who?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just a young kid coming out of L.A., coming out of, you know, Southern California, all over. Just love to rap, man, you know. I just started traveling the world rapping, just kind of dropped everything and just fell in love with hip-hop, and it kind of brought me here. It's a crazy, crazy place right now, crazy time in my life, you know, still finding myself, but...
So you lived in other places?
Yeah, I've lived all over SoCal, really. Just here, Long Beach, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Bridgetown, Pedro, Azusa, Claremont, Montclair, Lakewood, goes on.
So you being from Southern Cali, how come you don't sound like Snoop? Or Game, you know, how come, you know, I didn't hear a lot of, you know, references to gang affiliations, I didn't hear a lot of gun clapping in your music, or, you know, and I didn't even hear a lot of funk. I mean, it's a funky record, but I didn't hear, like, you know, there's a definite funk sound, G-funk sound, yeah.
I wasn't allowed to listen to hip-hop for a long time, so when I actually did get into hip-hop, I was listening to the De La's and the Tribes, you know what I mean? But that was after DMX, you know what I mean? DMX's couple albums when I finally got into Common and different artists. But, yeah, I was raised by a pastor. My stepdad was a pastor, so I wasn't really into hip-hop, you know what I mean? I was into, like, Al Green, and, you know what I mean? Old school, like, just soul music, just, you know, at your mom's lap.
So is that the reason why we heard the remake of... I think it was the Dells who did that. My World Is Blue.
Yeah,
that's why. Because I was like, "Who the hell would think it is?"
You know? Yeah. Definitely. We actually don't tell nobody, but it's two. We sampled two songs off the same record for this record.
Really? You flipped it. You flipped two songs. I couldn't tell which was which.
The other one was Simply Amazing. It's pretty dope.
Not on the first song. Not on that first song.
No, not Soul Amazing. There's Soul Amazing and Simply Amazing. Okay. Simply Amazing is. And number 11, I believe, but that's also the same.
But on My World Is Blue, it's just that one sample, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
I was sitting there like, you had another song in there? I know that record. I was like, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, not the same song, but the same record that it was. I think it was just self-titled. It was a self-titled record. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you introduce yourself in that, basically in that song. You came with it, you know, even though, you know, you said you weren't allowed to listen to hip-hop, you kind of, I would imagine from your age and what have you, you came into the scene after the legacy of the Good Life and, you know, and all that, right? But there was a tradition. Maybe you can speak on that tradition in Los Angeles, you know, what that meant with Freestyle Fellowship and, you know, and of course the Project Blowed and all that type of lyrical finesse that those guys have brought. It seems like you're continuing where they left off.
It's kind of sucks because I did miss that whole scene. I really wanted to be there. I talked to Charlie Tuna a lot, who was like prominent in the Good Life, you know what I mean, scene. And he would tell me about all the ill shows. What was that one show that was what's his name? Bigga B did. And downtown, the big joint.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name offhand.
What's the?
Dang. We were just talking about Bigger B, the late Bigger B, earlier this afternoon with some folks, you know. Mm-hmm. But he was a legend down here in Los Angeles. You know, did a lot of parties and put a lot of people on.
Yeah, definitely. He do some big shows. They were telling me about this one prominent. I forgot what it was, but it was like the show everybody would go to. They seen Mos Def do like Ultra Magnetic there. Mm-hmm. You know, Wu-Tang, different stuff like that. But yeah, I was mainly into Wake Up Show, though. When I got into hip-hop, it was like, boom, I got into Wake Up Show. Friday Night Flavors was doing it, too. But it was right before they went off air. You know what I mean? That's right when I got into it. But so I did miss Freestyle Fellowship, but I know of them. Much respect to AC Alone. I've met all them. Real cool folks. And I'm just trying to keep that feel-good music alive, more so that Far Side feel that they brought to the L.A. scene of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Well, let's take a listen to another song off your album. Another song we've been playing a lot, The World Is Below the Heavens. Talk a little bit about this song.
That song, I actually wrote it. I didn't think it was going to be on the record because it was so long. It was such a long verse. I wrote the second verse first, and it was like 32 bars, but I was trying to express my view of heaven, you know what I mean? Just to myself, really, you know what I mean? Or even my spiritual standpoint at the time was pretty tossed. And I was trying to find a ground, so I just wrote and wrote. And always had the title, always wanted to title my album Below the Heavens. And I never related the two. I always had the verse there, but I never thought about putting it on the album. And then as come to the end of the album, I decided to, you know, we tried over a couple different beats. It didn't really work out. And almost right before I turned in the record, we got this beat, and I was like, it fits perfect, bro, the first verse.
What do you want people to listen to specifically as we play the song?
Listen. This is just where my mind was at the time. A lot of people seem to relate to it. I know a lot of younger kids who are lost spiritually, you know what I mean, or trying to find something, connect to something spiritually. I bring a couple references in there, the things that helped me, kept me going through. So just listen, find something you relate to, you know what I mean?
We'll be right back talking with Blue.
Trying to get to this place that my grandpa told me about as a child. Told me only if you can make it and the faithless ain't allowed. Be a star out your game and aim above the clouds. And if you miss, you at least be amongst your own crowd. I smile cause now I see what he meant. I see it in the eyes of mothers when they uncover their sins and repent. Getting closer to Jehovah on they oldies bent. Praying our mind frame switch and these times change quick. But I hate to say it, brother. The youth is too stubborn, too stuck on themselves to ever think about others. They must uncover the scales when their eyes caught lies. Leading the deaf, dumb, and blind to a place my mom told me about. Where your sins get cleansed, cause they bathe in flames. And the only route out is to shout out his name. I was trained to be a soldier for God, but as soon as I used my own thoughts, I kinda got lost in a small called reality. Where hell is a fallacy, and heaven is a fantasy created by man, so don't believe in it. You came here with nothing and you're leaving with nothing, so retreat from this world of deceitfulness. My people, it's time to rise. Realize it's a heaven, whether you think it's inside or in the sky, reach for it. Before it's gone internally, and you stuck here below the heavens for eternity.
Whose world is this? Whose world is this?
It's like this world is yours, right?
Whose world is this? Whose world is this?
Yo. Somebody once told me that I'm already in hell. Freedom's a state of mind, it's just the heart of me's in hell. I free my slave mind, so a part of me's in hell. So even when it's hard to breathe, a part of me in hell. So part of me, you gotta try hard to be yourself. Cause you can't get to heaven being anybody else. I was raised by a reverend, yet the lessons didn't help. Had to get them for myself. I was told hell is hot, but had to feel it for myself. So I left home as a young child, smiling as I stepped on. Facing the world butt naked without my weapon. I lost my smile. In exchange, I put a vest on. Now that my premature stress is gone, I got problems to face as a man. I was told you either stand or you fall. Long as you know that when you walk, you holding hands with a God. That alone can turn the dark to a walk in the park. I only talk from my heart, so open yours when you're listening. Every man has his own heaven, but the difference is the way that he envisions it. So if you make your heaven pictureless, by the time you die, you'll be drifting in an imageless field. So build your heaven full of blessed thoughts. That's real. You can stress it or just let it walk. I got a question. If a man can make his own heaven, then can he make his path to get to it too? I only spit through a truth, and I spit it for the listeners, so I'm spitting to you. You say it's hell, I say it's bullshit we getting through. Just think about it, every man has his own heaven. But shit, you gotta go through hell to be a man first, and understand first. Hell is what you choose to call the present. That's why you're going through it, I just choose to call it stress. Tell you fools the truth, I don't feel it's why I'm destined. So you can call it hell, but bruh, I just say I'm below the heavens.
We're back here hanging out with my man Blue. He's in the building this afternoon. It's good to see you, fam. And, you know, we've been talking. You're the son of a preacher or pastor. You know, a lot of people oftentimes don't want to put hip-hop into... they don't want to connect it to spirituality and religion. You know, yet my experience shows that, you know, over the years... there's been a lot of people who come with that spiritual groundedness, you know, primarily on the Muslim side. you know. But, of course, Christian hip-hop over the past, you know, maybe 5-6 years has really exploded. And even here, you know, in L.A., there's been a lot of folks that, you know, are unabashed about their spiritual connection. How have you, you know, been able to navigate that, and where do you stand on it? Do you feel obligated to, you know, address those issues?
It's just such an important thing in my life. I try to address what is important in my life, and God is the most important, you know, person, thing, anything, being in life, you know what I mean? Or definitely in mind. So he comes up in my music a lot, just like love and everything else, you know. But I just try to speak on things I relate to, you know.
You know, when we say that, you know, what was I about to say? Speaking on God, you know, a lot of people, when they get into, you know, spiritual aspect, they feel like every song needs to address it, you
know.
How do you navigate that? And how do you navigate that when people say that, you know, hip-hop is blasphemous to the Lord?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, people take it all kind of different ways. People say things about hip-hop. People say things about religion. They're going to say things about everything. They will continue to. It's your job to just do what you want to do and what you feel is right in life. You know what I mean?
Were you surprised at the success of this?
Oh, man. Tremendously surprised. It went way further than I actually thought it would. It's like I made it for myself. You know what I mean? And people accepted it. Real what, man. I'm so appreciative for it. I don't know.
So you just made it so you could listen to it in your own Walkman.
I mean, not
you know. You know, the hell with everybody else. This is just for me.
I didn't really have a fan base or too many people. I actually made it for the people around me also. Like the small group of people around me, including myself, you know what I mean? Or people who knew who I was. You know what I mean? Those were the only people who really listened to my music were people who knew me. So I had to keep it true in that sense. You know what I mean? So it kept me honest. And now, you know, people have an honest record out there. You know.
Let's take a listen to another song. Talk about Narrow Path.
Narrow Path was my favorite song on the record for a long time. It was actually the oldest. The hook is the oldest lyric on the album. I did that when I was like 18 or so. And I always wanted to use that hook. And we came across a beat, and I had some verses for it, and it all worked out. Narrow Path, as soon as we finished it, I was like, that's number 2 on the album, and that's the first single. And that's how it went down.
Breakdown FM, fresh for the new millennium.
You suckers.
Come on.
From a shady place where babies blaze trees on a daily day, trying to get their gravy straight. The floss calls told me, homie, watch it. These ladies play dirty games, which you get the grinding. When niggas pitch as quick as Nolan Ryan, holding iron, blowing smoke, eloping, fire, flame spitting. The game is just a way to escape, and my pain is just a way we can relate. Some folks trying, finding ways I can make a difference. But fuck wishing on a star, cause the percentage of getting what you envision is small. And the stars barely shine in the city, so we're blinded by the man-made bright lights, making my eyes shifty, feel me out, hear me now, crying childs of the ghetto, letting go of beautiful sound. It's kind of falsetto, hello hell, welcome to L.A., where devils that dwell play. They meddle with metal and letting every shell spray. Until day dawns, I make songs for the long road travelers and lost souls after us. Spitting lyrics vicious like I'm mad as fuck, packing up my bags, hopping back on a narrow path that's planned for us, right?
So my folks that flow, it ain't easy. Driving down a shallow brick road until it frees me. I need a bit, I need a bat, I need a place to go to get this shit lifted off of my soul. Trying to tell my folks that flow, it ain't easy. Driving down a shallow brick road until it frees me. I need a bit, I need a bat, I need a place to go to get this shit lifted off of my soul.
In this world that I'm living in, I'm giving in to sex, stress, and dividends. Los Angeles, metropolis, city of vex, citizen folks that smoke infinite dope and hope living in. Poverty is probably the less stressed position to go. It's when we don't have positions to hold, so we pitch snow and live in the cold. And hell and feeling heaven is close. But like roadkill, I'm still on this road. Bold as any soldier playing his role, I stroll the streets in the cold. Even in summer heat it gets cold. Soul strolling with the heat and it's cold. It's been a long, cold, troublesome road and I'm still traveling. Fuck battling, just managing life is challenging. Though I managed to make it, I've damaged the places up in my mind. Life and times of Los Angeles greatest. Wasting time, wasting lifespans, fucking around. I'm spinning deep shit, stuck underground. So just dig it, I don't fuck with it. I don't fuck with it. Cause you can't fuck with it. Tell my folks that flow, it ain't easy. Driving down the shallow brick road until it freeze me. I need a pen, I need a bat, I need a place to go to get this shit lifted off my soul. Trying to tell my folks that flow, it ain't easy. Driving down the shallow brick road until it freeze me. I need a pen, I need a bat, I need a place to go to get this shit lifted off my soul. And I'll be playing escapism by Pete Rock. Hot, watching police plot knocks to get my peeps locked. Smiling as my teeth rot from eating sugar-coated quotes. Smoking dope to float away. But hey, there is nice up there. I swear that feeling's good as chilling with a nice cold beer. We falling angels rocking halos like it's priced up gear. And if you need me, just ring me. Shit, I'll be right up here. Where fear is non-existent. Instead of drifting in the prison where my mind's restricted. Where my mama's wishing, trying to get a broken promise mended. I'm training to be a seamstress. Sewing holes so dreams fit. Things bring broken clocks trying to get their dreams fixed. Ticking, itching, talking, watching. God is watching you. But you rather have a watch with lots of diamonds. I've been fooled by the word a few times. Who cares if blue rhymes about holes and saving souls? They want to hear that beat ride. I rewind and try to play back the days when they would play stacks of eight tracks to recline. Now we play sacks. Take it back, the feeling hidden in me when we used to smile. Remember that? It's been a while. So I'm blowing off the dust. Brush the dirt up off my nuts. Got this feeling in my gut. I'm trying to let it out. So if you're with me, listen up. Listen. Listen up, if you're with me, listen up. Cause I got this feeling in my gut. What the fuck? I'm trying to tell my folks that flow, it ain't easy. Driving down a shallow brick road until it frees me. I need a bed, I need a bat, I need a place to go to get this shit lifted off my soul. I'm trying to tell my folks that flow, it ain't easy. Driving down a shallow brick road until it frees me. I need a bed, I need a bat, I need a place to go to get this shit lifted off my soul.
What up, X? The Liberty Project. Make money. Wanna send one out to the hometown.
Bridgetown.
Yeah. DS. Aloe Black. Cash is king. Diamond Smokes. John Ox. Pack D. Trek. Life Rock. Steady in the bus. And all my folks. KM to the AM. Once again. Yeah. From the SIC.
There you have it, Narrow Path. This is a record that you said has been in the making for a minute. You already wrote this for a minute, right?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely, yep.
You know, let me ask you, as an MC, what is your writing regimen? You know, do you write every day? Do you even write? You know, some people, they just, I don't believe them when they say, I don't write. You know, they might be writing in their head, but they're writing, you know. But in terms of that, but do you have a writing partner? Do you have to listen to a bunch of records and then get inspired? Do you write the last verse first? You know, how do you do it? I'm coming from it as one MC to another, you know, to get to a process.
Definitely. My process, there is no process. Sometimes I write 4 bars on a napkin and connect it to 12 bars I had in a notebook 3 years ago. You know what I mean? I have a locker full of raps. Sometimes I go through for inspiration. Sometimes I listen to music for inspiration. As far as order of verses, it never matters. It's the final product. Things subject to change all the time.
So sometimes you write around the rhyme, you know, like I remember sometimes there might be a lyric, you know, you might get a thing like, I'm Dave D and I'm from the Bronx, and everything you write is just to deliver that one line. You see what I'm saying? Or do you do it like that, or are you coming at it from a conceptual point of view?
Sometimes I have a concept, you know what I mean? There's like a lot of times I want to, like, I'll be like, all right, I want to end every verse with this one line, you know what I mean? I want to, you know, it's different concepts you reach for. I try to stay on topic as much as I can. Sometimes my pen wanders though, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to scrap verses because they're not going where you expect them to go, you know what I mean?
Right. You know, the other thing is that as an album, you know, Below the Heavens, was it a conceptual album? And I'm asking that in the date and time where everybody's listening to MP3s, they're listening to singles. Very rare do people listen to the entire album. Yours might be one of the few, you know, people like, let me listen to the album. But is there a concept and, you know, what goes and what's the extra steps you have to take when doing an album like that?
Now see, with making the album and putting the album together, I really listened to a lot of my favorite albums and analyzed how the emotion ran between each song, the transitions and everything. And I kind of kept it true to my favorite albums as far as how it was set up, you know what I mean? I try to change it each record I do, try to change up the style of how I deliver it with the order. Everything matters at the end, you know what I mean?
Well, who are you listening to? Who are your inspirations?
Currently or of all time?
Well, currently and then both.
Okay, a couple artists currently who really inspire me. Jay Electronica, Jay Davey, Georgia, YG, Tarok, Elzai. Those are all like the current, you know what I mean, keep me on my toes. Like, damn, I just love
them. Some of them are producers, right?
Definitely, yeah. But also how they produce songs, you know what I mean? It's like, it's very inspirational. It's a big part of making a song, you know what I mean? As far as all time, I got like KRS, I got Andre, definitely, Al Green, where we go, like Thelonious,
Thelonious Monk?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like Bob. I like Bob's lyrics. Bob Dylan's lyrics, I really like. There's quite a few, man. I could start pulling. Let me see.
But let me ask you this: when we're listening to you, who do we hear? You know, whose rhyme flows are we hearing with Blue?
Now this is, I'm gonna be honest.
Somebody's listening, go, man, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, like Volume 10 when he heard Ice Cube said, is that me? That is the true story, though, right? Cube did get some of his style from Volume 10.
I would say if Inspect the Deck and Planet Asia ever really listened to my stuff, they are the main inspiration behind my patterns and rhyme flow.
Inspect the Deck from Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't give them that credit.
Oh, man.
Man, a lot of people don't, they don't, you know, they say RZA, JZA, you know. Yeah, they never say Inspect the Deck. You're putting them on the map.
Yeah. Deck has like, when Deck starts off a Wu song, it's some of the most classic Wu songs. You know what I mean? When Deck comes and really steps in on the song, those are my favorite Wu joints.
Well, give me an example. Give me a song.
Like even Triumph, the first single on the Wu Tang Forever. Okay. Bomb Atomically, Soccer Thief, and then Oh Baby, for Heaven's Sake. That joint, man, he murders that right off the bat.
Okay, let's do a little comparison. So we kick it off with Triumph for a second, right?
Uh-huh.
What record off your album, it's gonna mash that when we go, man, I see how Blue is doing it.
I try not to sound like them, but that's what broke
inspiration,
it off.
Inspiration, but you trying to break something off when you get on that mic.
Yeah, probably like Simply Amazing is the most Deck, I will probably say. Deck, right? Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get that first verse with Deck on Triumph, and then we'll go into Simply Amazing. Blue is in the building. We'll be right back.
I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred Shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets. Queen bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrol. Tear gas lace the function. Heads by the score. Take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor. Die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier. Control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow. Swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and bam footprints of solid rock. Who got it locked? Performing live on your hottest fly.
Tall you talking all that bullshit.
Yeah,
I'ma put it to you like this.
Hey yo, I'm trying to make these niggas go bonkers. From London to the youngest and yonkers. We SoCal residential lyrical monsters. Getting women's attention like I'm ripping a concert. So put your hands high to your arms, sir. I walk the earth just like God works in mysterious ways, your spirit just waves every time my lyrics is played. So please stop giving these lyricists praise, cause they bluffing while they busting with a serious face, and it's unbearable. The stereo rap tracks are terrible. I made it take care of you whack cats and bury you back at wherever you came from. I'm carrying this game on my back to the pain's numb, and I'll be busting on bucks till I can't come no longer. Losses, you gotta take some to grow stronger. I conquered all you haters like a strong arm dominator. Big dick condom breaker, bitter baby mama maker. It ain't no time to take a break, you gotta break the mold. I'm from a place where cats are born to play the games, the roads. Like hitting switches, I was getting hit with switches until I switched positions. Now I play it when the game is on. Y'all think I'm banging, but y'all ain't as strong. My papa thug, I'm a son of a blood with blue gators on. The record spinning his favorite songs, now he's banging my shit on them same tables that he played them on, nigga.
Sing along with it. If you didn't hear it, you're gonna hear it right now.
Cause yo, hip hop, it started out in the heart. A young nigga from the park, sharp shooting with darts. Harpooning cartoonists, talking too much talk. But walk a whole different stroll, homeboy. You get sparked by the guy right here. I'm making niggas see the light like a bright idea. Heard you was looking for my weapon, but my son's right here. So you can act like a fool, but y'all be done by noon off of one light beer. So yeah, fuck my crew. But let's get one thing clear. Y'all can't keep up with us because your lungs ain't clear. Y'all need $1 million budget and some punchlines here. All your boy need is one right ear. And I could probably change the world. Fuck you so-so rappers. Having diamonds and pearls like you homo rappers. Y'all some go-go girls with your go-go gadgets. Exposing what you're holding like your soul don't matter. I got a go-go get it mentality. So battle me, please. I just throw out some cheese and y'all a go-go addict. Got you reaching for your fo-fo-matic. While I stagger motherfuckers with thoughts, I got my mojo massive. And the game is full of homos backwards. Mo-hos and rappers. No flows, but keep shows packing. And us, fuck that, we going platinum plus. And still riding on the back of the bus. Cause the bucks don't matter.
Turn it up, stop fronting. Yeah. Come on, turn it up.
Yeah, and from the start of this shit, I took a vow to never part with this shit. I put my soul and all my heart in this shit, but in return I got burned like these rappers have my arteries lit. So now I'm spitting fire darts when I'm pissed, and you don't wanna see me angry cause I can't be calm. It's like you trying to get custody of my sound, but I'm the baby's mom. I've been in court for this whack shit before, and I had to file divorce so you bite and start paying style support. A child that don't smile no more, I found a shortcut in life, but I'd rather take my time out the door. Fuck a knife, I'm pulling texts out for war, cause I ain't get that. Fuck y'all think exile is for. See, I'm the MC and he's the DJ. Manipulate the MP to translate what he say. Catch me on the freeway, 110 south till it ends in Bridgetown, USA. So roll with us where the gorillas hang, where the cold killers live, where the gold diggers dig, where you know niggas bang. Cause the walls show the gangs when you pass them. Where niggas stay blown like tires and these haters wanna slash them. Platinum chains train to snatch them. You flashing in the range, you waiting for an accident to happen on purpose. Cadillac versus sunroof, Diamondback rap, that's the burden, nigga.
So we're coming back here. Blue is in the building. We're celebrating the release of his album and some of the future projects he got going. That was simply amazing, where he was trying to be Deck-like. You know, Spectre Deck-like. You know, you ever think you might do a record with Deck, or do you think you might want to battle him? You know, let him know, it's time for him to move over. He's been around since the early 90s. You're a new cat on the field. You know, it's time for Wu to leave. For you to step it up.
Nah, I would definitely love for Inspector Deck to open up one of my songs with the ill intro verse. You know what I mean? Oh, and Above the Clouds. That's one of my major ones right there. Yeah.
You know, I noticed you didn't have a lot of collabos on this album. Yeah. That's also unusual. Why not?
I was hogging the mic. I really wanted to say a lot. There was a lot I wanted to say. There was a lot of MCs I wanted to get on the record. A lot of MCs I did songs with for the record that didn't actually make it. But
Who did you have on?
Who I mainly wanted on the record to this day is my biggest regret is not having Cassius King on the record. He's one of my major inspirations in LA right now. One of the best writers, rappers, I think, in LA. And I really wanted him to be heard. But he's really dope. He's really dope. He inspires me a lot. Getting Al on it was a must because that was he introduced me to Exile. You know what I mean? That's the family tree to rock. That has to go down. You know what I mean? Right. Whatever project. But also John, I want to get John from Johnson & Johnson on there. You know what I mean? It's really like my first rap record, so I wanted to get everyone. But
so you're sticking really to the underground. You're saying names that, you know, people are like, who these people?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's all right, though. Oh, but yeah, I mean, yeah. So, you know, that should be an indication to people that there's a wealth of talent that might not be on BET and MTV every day, but it, you know, like you said, you had on a wake up show and other places, and people are familiar. You know, talk about Exile. You know, he's definitely, you know, has a buzz for him. How did y'all hook up?
Through Allo. I was staying in some random place. In
you mean Allo Black? Yeah, we gotta name these names, okay? Yeah. Allo Black.
Yeah, Allo Black, and we were at lunch, and he was telling me we're actually reciting LZI verses back and forth, and he was like, "Oh, okay, I can see what you like. You gotta meet my boy. He just did a song with LZI." And I was like, "Okay, word." He's like, "Exile." I didn't really know of Eminem, which was their group. And he came out to a show, him and Exile. Right after the show, Exile said, "I want to get you on a Dirty Science record." And we started working on that. After the first song we did for that record, we decided to do an album. And we did it.
So you're not a group, though, right?
Not really. Not really, but it's like that. It's like we felt like Gangstar doing it. You know what I mean? We felt like Pete Rock and CL doing it. We felt like that's what this record was, you know what I'm saying? But
why not keep it as a group? I mean, because it's such a good debut. You know, I know you got other projects and we'll talk about it, but I just thought it was like, you know, damn, this is the new Gangstar. So
yeah, you know, we definitely plan on doing more records. You know, there's different approaches. It's like I try to do things to where it's never in a box, you know what I'm saying? If me and Exile come, we want to do an Imaginary Friends record next, and we want to affiliate more of the Dirty Science crew with that record, you know.
Who's the Dirty Science crew?
Dirty Science is mainly Allo Black, mainly Exile, and a lot of musicians, you know. And we want to just bring the whole fam in and get everybody playing on the record and just a real fun. Even Cassius King is down with the camp, Dave, Alphabet 4, different producers, Blame One. Joe Haas, you know, from San Diego. But we just wanted to do a family record, you know, the Imaginary Friends. That's all of us, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned Allo Black a few times. Allo, a well-known singer, you know, does his thing on Stone's Throw, you know. Why don't we take a listen? What's the name of the song that you did with Allo? What is it? Show Me the Good Life?
Show Me the Good Life, yep.
Are you referring to the Good Life you know, cafe thing, or just
I was referring to the Kanye's Good Life.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, man. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's the story of wealth, cash, whips, chips, bitches, and drugs. All you got. Must be a good life, right? I got a call from my girl last week. She telling me about that time of the month and how it may not come. Dropped the phone right before she said I might have a son. And I started asking God how come. I got dreams I ain't reached yet, ends that ain't meet yet. When it comes to being a man, shit, I'm barely getting my feet wet. Trying to hit reset, knee deep in debt. Trying to figure how to feed a mouth that ain't got teeth yet. How the hell am I gonna show a child to be a man when I'm 22 without a clue on how to take a stand against the system when it's just us? Wanna show him justice, but last year I was just in cuffs. The fuck am I supposed to do when he's telling me that I need some food? I'm looking down at my stomach and mine's just rumbling too. What could I tell him when he's 22 and he's asking me what the fuck was I thinking when mommy's tummy grew? Was I scared? Was I getting prepared? Or did I even think of leaving him without a father's care? Should I tell him that his hell here in life ain't fair? Or should I try to make a change when he's pulling on my leg and he keeps on telling me to
somebody show me. There's a few things my papa never told me. Maybe cause the stone's still rolling, no moss yet. It's a few things my mama never told me to mold me, but her soul is so golden the way she floss it. And I ain't mad at they secrets though. It's a hard sell to tell a young child about the deepest slope, but I done seen through they weakness, so I understand a little bit on how defeats can slow. You so far down that your meekness grow, and every day it get colder when the breezes blow. Grandmama sat me down, said you need to know, boy, you a little light in this world, let your heat next glow. Have patience, some things take time. It ain't no limit to the goals that you can hold in your mind. Let the soul in you climb till you reach the gate to heaven. Like your chariot is carrying children who gone blind, and you gon' get them they sight back when all they see is night black. Believe in everything that you're doing, and just like that, things will happen for you. Keep shining them rays. It's bright enough to spread grace over a million graves, of a million slaves, to bring honor to the elders who held us away from danger when the danger would have killed us. They never failed us, let their souls have peace, and follow in their footsteps. You got brothers to keep in this good life.
It out. It's so much I can show you without rolling through Beverly Hills, without money, cars, clothes, or even ecstasy pills. I don't need weed to ease me when I'm stressed for real. I just close my eyes and try to think how heaven feels, just to feel good again. Even though I know when I open them, it's back to the hood again with kids hold home with them, just to feel protected, cause the videos are showing them how to shoot fools and take their dough from them. That's why I try to give my soul to them, and lyrics I spit, they reject it cause they stressing for material shit. They getting sick and tired of fighting over cereal gifts, cause they know this bitch is go head over heels for the whips, and the chains and the chips, and the range and the clips, and the guns and the women and the fun, living in the cribs and the burbs. Fuck the slums, they want funds, and they heard flipping birds is the ticket. They get it and they run with it. Some slip and fall, others pause, see the outcome and call on the road for some change, cause the game is too hard to play straight by the rules. I'm trying to stay out the news and make cake to buy food. Fuck jewels, I think my soul glows bright enough, and fuck whips, I learn more when I ride the bus. And fuck gold is bad enough that we fight for bucks, and fuck hoes cause in the end I need a wife to love. Plus heaven is the life for us. So God,
so there you have it, the vocals of Aloe Black, the rhyming skills of Blue in the building, Show Me the Good Life. You know, I've been asking who you want to collaborate with, and producers, and you haven't mentioned people like a Kanye, or you haven't, you know, brought up any of those big name folks. Are they just off the radar in terms of your, you know, I mean, do you see them as being not so much accessible, but are they, do they register with you as inspiration, or are they just like you heard of them but you really into a whole other thing?
I'm definitely into a lot. Like, I definitely want to work with Primo at some point, but it's like there's so much talent around me that I want to work with. There's so much I want to do that's just God put before me, I want to handle, you know what I mean? I think the time will come when I am working with Primo's, Just Blazes, and, you know, what have you, you know what I mean? But for now, so much right around here, you know, and I want to really get LA put on, you know what I mean?
LA's been really struggling to have its movement. I mean, you know, Snoop and Game, you know, they're the faces of LA, but a lot of folks are feeling like, you know, there's still another side to LA that is still beneath the, you know, beneath the surface. You know, the Minchie Slicks and, you know, Glasses Malone and your long Bishop Lamont, you know, that seems to be a whole other level of, you know, talent out there. And then, of course, you know, we have so many Latino MCs out here, you know, Sick Jackin and all those cats, you know. Have you ever even thought to even connect with, say, some of the Latin MCs and connect with their big following, you know? And when I'm looking at Sick Jackin and the army of people that they got coming through, you're like, whoa. I didn't even know they was rolling that deep.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I'm actually not even too familiar with Sick Jack, but
really,
yeah.
And Omar Cruz and all of them. Wow.
No.
LA's a big place, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I know the illest Latin rapper I know is Will Dynasty, and I'm definitely trying to do some stuff with him. But
so I didn't even know who's that. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, see, we naming people. So, no, who's Will Dynasty? Laces up on that.
Will Dynasty is, what was the name of the Lotus Crew? They're from what's that? Torrance. Okay. Over there, yeah. And he's real dope, man. He needs to, you know, it's a lot of cats that need to just come out and get some light, get some shine time. You know what I'm saying?
But, so in your whole approach, do you reflect LA culture, and how would you define LA culture?
I define LA culture as majorly laid back. We are super chill. But then there's a extreme Hollywood side, which is the business side. So try to keep a balance between that. Try not to get too sucked up into this Hollywood scene. But there's so many ways to take advantage of what's here. You know, there's a lot of opportunity out here. But I try to keep that laid-back approach. I think Cali is chiller than any other state, pretty much.
You didn't pick up on the gang stuff. No gang influence on that?
Nah, my dad, I was raised by a pastor. I couldn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't.
Does your father approve of this album?
Not really, no.
Really? What did he say when he listened to it?
He didn't really listen to it. It's, you know, curse words start flying out, and it's like, you don't really hear what else is coming out. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's something I had to get off. He doesn't really like hip-hop, period. You know what I'm saying? But see, my real dad, who was a blood, loves the record. You know what I'm saying?
So, your dad was a gangster.
Yeah, my real dad was a gangster. You know what I mean? So it's a little crazy.
Was he mad that you didn't affiliate yourself?
No, definitely.
I mean, you got the name Blue's Blood. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean.
He does call me Flu. He'd be like, yeah, he don't call me Blue for nothing. But no, he's into it, man, which is a trip, because he always banged like Tupac and Too Short, Be Legit, and Aunt Banks. You know what I'm saying? That was like more what my dad would bang, and Mac Dre. And who was Mac of the Year? Was that Mac Dre?
No, you talking about I'm the Pimp of Drew Down.
Yeah, Drew Down, Pimp of the Year. Yeah, you always banged that.
Okay.
But yeah, I never really got into it.
So you had that Bay influence, but you know. Nah. I mean, well, he had that Bay influence.
He did. He definitely did. He liked gangster music no matter where it came from. You know what I mean? But he really liked what was coming out of the coast. He even liked MC Ren a lot. I was like, dang.
Ren was good, man. I like Ren.
No, Ren was dope. But like, to be like, yo, Ren, it's like me saying Deck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I love Cube. I love Early Cube. Early Cube is like some of the most, that's the most classic West Coast rap record.
What do you think happened that the West Coast isn't shining as much as it you know, once was? I mean, you know, the South seems to be holding it down. But, you know, what do you think is missing here in the West, and what do you think it's going to take?
I think it's just transitioning. It's cycles. Everybody has their shine time. You know what I mean? I remember when the South wasn't too popular. You know what I'm saying? And now they have their dominant time right now. New York isn't as prominent as they were. You know what I mean? But I definitely think the West is next, because we're not just hip hop anymore. You know what I mean? We have the best experimental, like, production coming out of here, you know what I mean? Between the Flying Lotuses, the Mad Libs, and then we got the J Davy, who is like the new Missy, you know what I mean? And she's young, sprouting a lot of little young J Davies already, you know what I mean? It's inspiring, man. The Pac Divisions are like they're like Far Side mixed with the Lox or something, you know what I'm saying? But like, not that. Anyways, but it's a lot of heads out here doing it, you know what I mean? I'm really interested in the West and what we're coming out with next.
You know, you mentioned J Davy. We talk about some of the other females, and will you collaborate with any female rappers? You know, I'm thinking like Medusa, you know, Mystic, but I don't know if there's any other, you know, females that come to mind, at least in the L.A. area.
Oh, in L.A., I don't know too many female MCs out of L.A., but Invincible is really dope out of Detroit. I just did a show with her. We've talked a few times. I'm really interested in collabing with her. But I think J Davy is chopping all the female rap chicks' heads off out here. I think she's the number one. It's all, you know, she ain't chopping off Medusa's head. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying as far as the new wave, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's not too many. I don't think it's too many. And I really, oh, Georgia. Georgia's actually really, really bananas. I really like Georgia. But she's so much more than rap. You know what I mean? She's another dominant, big, like, part of this West movement. You know what I mean? It's music like that.
Okay. Well, what song you want to listen to, man? I know you got new projects here. We've been listening to songs off your album, you know, Below the Heavens, but, you know, pick a song that we should play off your new projects or, you know, off the album. You're the DJ. Pick a song.
Alright, we got a white label out. I'm gonna take it extremely left right now, cause I know what you guys are used to. I'm gonna take it extremely left, and you're gonna figure out my spectrum is anything between Below the Heavens and Bullet Through Me, which is off the Crass record. This is our, we have a white label out now, 500 of them, so get them.
Get them. Okay, what's the name of the song?
The song is Bullet Through Me.
Bullet Through Me. What's this about? This is a gangbang song? You come with some gangster stuff now? You know.
This is actually a cover of a Paul McCartney song, Arrow Through Me. And
oh, wow. You really gone left. Man. Yeah, man, see? Yeah. Can't say the brothers ain't diversified, man. I heard Bob Dylan as an influence, and now Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. This was definitely Rock's choice. He pulled this one out of the bag, and we had one of those Hennessy Nights, and this is what came out.
Okay, well, we'll be right back. We're chilling with the one and only Blue, MC extraordinaire, holding it down. He's part of the new crop people coming up in the West. You want to look out for him. His debut album, Below the Heavens, with producer Exile, I think is one of those albums that people are going to be looking back on and saying, that was a good-ass album, you know? But this was off a new album. What is this, The Pieces Talk?
The Peace Talks.
The Peace Talks. Yep. And the name of the song, The Bullet Through Me. So, man, there you go on that, huh?
Yeah. That's my joy right there. I know it. I got a couple frowns out there like, huh? Excuse me, I don't really get that one yet. But it would make sense when you get the record, trust me.
What is it that people need to really kind of acclimate them? So when they get this album, they'll be like, okay, I know where you're coming from.
It's fun. Don't take life too seriously. You know what I mean? Get this record and just enjoy it for what it is. Get rid of all preconceived notions and all that. Don't even think about nothing. Don't even think you know who I am or Tarak. You know what I mean? Come in fresh mind state and just enjoy it for what it is.
That's interesting, man. Say you have fun. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, they feel like, you know, I just can't have fun. I just kind of, you know, you know, like it's wrong for me to have fun. You know, I got to be angry all the time. You know, my brother's always got to be angry.
I guess smiling in public is against the law. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I get that. Well, you know, I mean, smile gets you the girl.
Yeah, know? definitely.
Well, you know, we're going to get ready to let you roll. You know, we got a chance to hear a few songs, and you know, and build with you a little. I don't know if I covered all the ground, you know, that's out there, you know, with Blue, because you can't get a person's life in 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, unless they're just one-dimensional. There's some cats, man, you can figure them out in 30 minutes, you know. But, you know, what's the next step for you? You know, I mean, rap right now is at a crossroads. 34 years old is more than just records. So are you trying to do your own line? You know, you're going to try and collaborate, especially with, like, some Bay Area cats. You know, I'm thinking, like, on the high road, Black Alicious, Rascal, you know, Pep Love, you know, and of course, Thine Eye. You kind of look like, you know, Thine a little bit. So, you know, I mean, but do you think, you know, are you trying to build like that? You know, what are the next steps?
The next steps is I actually am sitting on a lot of material. So the next steps is putting out, we'll probably have 6 records out as far as since Below the Heavens came out. When that becomes a year, what is that, August 15th? By August 15th, 08, I'll have 6 records out. You know what I mean?
Man, so you're trying to be like living legends. They put out a record every minute, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Sunspot Jones and them, boy, they be coming with, they're prolific, the whole Living Legends crew. And then you got my man Selassie, I don't know if I pronounce his name, but out of Frisco, you know, he's trying to do 200 records.
Wow.
That's what he said, man. He sent me, like, I get, like, records from that boy, like, every other day. He's like, I'm trying to put out 200 records. Yeah, so you just sound like you're trying to be like him. I mean, you're trying to keep up with him.
Definitely, definitely. We got the Johnson Johnson record coming out next, which people are familiar with. You know, it's been, like, downloaded for about a year now. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you, you know, what is the purpose of putting out a lot of material like that? You know, is it to keep yourself fresh? Is it just to, you know, get a lot of stuff off the chest? And can you continuously put out material that's going to be of quality?
I'm sitting on a lot of material that I want to get from under my belt right now. And I want to clear my plate so I can focus on the best record I can possibly do. You know what I mean? But these 6 projects were projects that I've been working on for a while. So it's not like, you know, I just did them this year or just they just sprung up.
But can you confidently recapture the intensity? If you took 2 years, like you said, you wrote a rhyme when you was 18, and you know, and here it is years later, you're putting it up on the thing, you know, can you, when you start to write new material, can you have the same sort of emotional connection that, you know, maybe something that you did a few years ago has, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think definitely it's just timing. Like, I don't write as much as I used to, but like, that's because I'm getting into more like production. I'm producing a couple records also, but when I write, I just take a lot more time now. I'm trying to use the best words I could possibly choose now, you know what I mean? But it's like with the Crass record, we did the bulk of the Crass record, our first draft of it, in 7 days. We were finished with it. In 7 days, we wrote everything on the spot. Everything was fresh, beats, everything, you know what I mean? And there's people who like that record more than Below the Heavens, you know what I mean, which was 3 years in the making, you know what I mean, to like 7 days. So it's like, it's different. Johnson & Johnson was like 6 months, but that was like, I think the most energy was in that. I slept in the studio for that whole time, you know what I mean? So that was like an experience there. But yeah.
Do I got the Johnson & Johnson? You came here and gave me, okay. Now you got me all confused. I'm like, all right. I got like 3 albums sitting in front of me. This man ain't playing. Well, how can people get a hold of you, man?
MySpace, and...
Well, I mean, what is it? Is it BLUUW? I mean, you know, give the URL.
It's MySpace.com/ HerFaveColor, HERFAVCOLOR.
All right, well, we will be on the lookout. Are you going to do a tour?
Yes, we're going to be hitting Europe again in May. And we're trying to hit it. I know we're going back out there. I don't know if it's going to be a tour, but we'll be back out there before the summer. I'm also planning for a tour in the States at the end of the summer.
Okay. And last comment to your fans.
Honesty is the best policy.
I like that. We're out for now. Blue is in the building. He is now leaving the building. We're going to leave out of here with one of his songs. Peace.
Rain in the rain. heart in the young, a dumb kid with a gun. Cause fun days don't last, the last nigga to laugh. So rap fell on my tongue, numb feelings remain. The pain comes and it goes, but my womb showed a room where my pops beat my mom's mom screaming for help. Myself hot as the sun, cold hearted and young, a dumb kid with a gun that I got from my pops. Top drawer when he left my mama twice in a week. My mama lifeless and weak, spending the nights in the sheets with seed killer number one, seed killer number two, seed killer number three. Got heat from the newborn scorn brother, blue, black hearted and young. Raps fell off his tongue, numb feelings remain. The pain comes and it goes, but my womb showed a tomb that now shelters my boy. My boy needed my help, myself not in the game. The gang heartless and young, dumb niggas with guns. Cause fun days don't last, the last nigga to blast got shots all in his back. Rap fell on his soul, but in my soul he remains. Pain comes and it goes, but my womb showed a moon shining off of his blood. His blood ran through his mind's ran outside. Five niggas with guns, seed killer number one, seed killer number two, seed killer number three. Put the heat and he was through, threw dirt on his casket. His mom wore a mask and still couldn't hide tears. Years past his son, numb feelings remain. Pain comes and it goes, but my womb showed a groom that still married my mom. My mom still had a son, dumb kid with a gun that I got from my pops. Top drawer when he left, my mama fighting for years. My mama fighted in tears. Now she gotta explain the game of life to her son, but the sun still shines. Nine children and a newborn scorn brother, two blue lifeless and young, dumb kid with a tongue that I got from hip hop. But she left me for you, so I'ma give it to you, cold hearted and young.